Welcome back to Badger Stadium. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Jared, that's a nice little interview with Doug Warren. The two teams have warmed up already here tonight, but we've lost the Wimberley Texans. The Lampasas Badgers are on the field waiting for Wimberley to get here for our coin toss and the national anthem. What'd you do with our football team, Jared?
Well, I started looking to see if I could figure out where the...
There they are.
Look for the field house. I saw the concession stand. Of course, a big guy like me, I'm always going to know where the concession stand is.
That's exactly right.
Then I looked over to the left, saw the bathrooms. I saw a couple buses pull up, and here they come. Looks like they're coming out of the school over there, maybe. This is it's an awesome stadium right here. You and I were talking about it earlier. I mean, we are on top of the action. No track. Right here in front of everything, front and center. So lights are on. It ought to be a good night.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere here. The Texans to our right and across the way getting ready to run through their big inflatable football helmet over there. They'll be in their navy helmets, white tops, and blue bottoms. Lampasas, meanwhile, with their Indianapolis-type Colts uniforms on this side, sort of royal blue. They got white helmets, royal blue tops, and white bottoms along with blue striping along their pants. And they're waiting and standing and waiting for the Texans and probably thinking, come on, let's get this going. It is a hot night here in Lampasas. Some wispy clouds in the distance, but I'm here to tell you, thankfully, though, this press box does have air conditioning. We did not have that in Giddings, Texas, last Friday night, Jared, and these guys have been so hospitable to us here tonight. If you've been through Lampasas, you know where Storm's hamburgers are. Well, we got a box full of them up here tonight, and the folks, good folks here in Lampasas, have been awfully nice to us tonight as we prepare for this football game. Texans now ready. They got the smoke going, and they are going to come out onto the field again. Doug Warren talked with you before the game, Jared, and he seems to like the way his team fought last week, and feels like that the Texans are going to play pretty well here tonight.
Yeah, he's excited about it, and like you said earlier, the 70-68 score last week. You and I kind of going through it. We probably anticipating a little bit of offense tonight. So I can only imagine that coming off of a little bit of a dismal game last week with kind of some turnovers and not offense playing not as good. Probably excited to get out here and kind of let loose and maybe throw the ball a little bit.
Texans huddled around Doug Warren now across the way, and they're getting ready to come on out and have the coin toss, trying to see if they're going to do the coin toss before the national anthem or vice versa. Great having you along on WimberleyRadio.org on COWO 104.1 FM, and now we can throw it to the football field for the playing of our national anthem.
Please join in singing as the Badger Band plays our national anthem.
Nice job by the Lampasas Marching Band. Captains now gathering on both sides of the field for the Texans. Those captains tonight, it looks like it's going to be Coleman Garrison. Let's see who else is going to come out from over there.
Let's see Cody Charrington. He deserves it.
Yeah, he's coming out along with Dale Strauss. Ben Garza. And also, yeah, you're right, Cody Charrington. For Lampasas, captains will be Nathan Keese and Jace Hankins, along with Santos Vega and Brogan Wikes. Some folks to look for on Lampasas tonight, a three-year starter at quarterback, Cohen Cockburn. He's a good one. He's a senior, and also a tight end, Jason Murphy. He's gotten a lot of accolades from Dave Campbell's Texas football, et cetera, et cetera. Big talented kid, tight end, and a senior. Lampasas has won the toss and has elected to decline the choice here in the first half. So they'll get the ball first in the second half. Wimberley, the Texans, will get it to open our ball game here, and the Texans will be moving from our right to our left. David Masur going to get the start here tonight for the Texans, Jarrett.
Yeah, that's what I was talking, and that's what I heard, that Davin's going to go ahead and take the reins and really take this Wimberley Texan team tonight. Obviously getting the ball first, they want to come out, really put a good drive together, and as good as the defense played last week, obviously coming into today with this team scoring 68, the Lampasas Badgers scoring 68, defense sounds like it's going to have a little bit of a test, but again, playing unbelievable last week in Giddings, playing a great game. I look forward to seeing that. I know Coach Warren looked forward to the challenge. Those kids are ready to go.
If you missed last week's game, of course, Wimberley fell behind early, turned the ball over often in the first half, and then sort of went into Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde mode for the second half. Played really well, played toe-to-toe to Giddings, but the Buffaloes able to come away with the win. It'll be Colby Crowder now deep for the Texans. He'll be standing at about his 10-yard line. The Lampasas kicker is Jared Salazar, and he's a good one. I was watching him warm up in pregame.
It's all about the name, Mike. All these
about
Jareds,
the name, and you know, he spells his with one R too.
He spells his with one R. I spell mine with two.
How about that?
More like Jar Red.
You know, you guys are built kind of alike. Now that I look out there to young Mr. Salazar,
come on now, that guy. I got 130 pounds on that guy. In fact, I think I may have eaten him earlier.
That's exactly right. I don't think that's allowed. I don't think you're allowed to eat another human being.
I don't think so either, but
well, we're both pretty weird. Here's the kickoff, and just in the nick of time, Salazar, it's a good kickoff. It's going to be taken by Crowder at the 5. Straight up the middle, he's got the 15-20, and is brought down out near the 25-yard line, and that is where the Texans will take over, first down and 10. We're underway at Badger Stadium in Lampasas.
Well, you're right. That's a good kick. Got a good height in it, good rotation. And Colby got it back out there. Colby's an electric player. We've talked about it all year, and they corralled him in, got him down on the 25. So Texans right here, see if they can't get going.
Now, Jared and I, like most football fans, fancy ourselves to be sort of amateur offensive coordinators, and we've decided we want Wimberley to run the ball more tonight than they did last week. So we'll see if Doug Warren wants to take our advice or not.
Yeah, our paychecks aren't as good as those offensive coordinators.
That's right. That's right. And just like that, they throw a pass out into the right flat to the 25-30, and out near the 37-yard line is the receiver, Cade Stover. Nice little pickup of about 6 yards. It'll be second down and 4.
Yeah, just a little quick hitter out to the right-hand side and, picks up good 6 yards. A lot of confidence going into it. Helps Davin out, too. Obviously, one play, one completion, 7 yards. So, good start.
And Davin had a rough week last week, threw a couple of picks. And so, you know, Doug Warren wanted to get him off to a fast start here tonight. Second down and 4. And he's going to pitch it out left side now. It's going to be caught by Crowder, who drops it on the ground. It's rolling around. I don't even know if they'll call that complete. I think they did call it complete. And Lampasas has the football at the Wimberley 31-yard line. Turnover bug bites Wimberley again. First and 10, Lampasas. Stover caught the ball, Jared, and was trying to cut back against the grain and avoid a tackle. And when he did, somebody slapped the ball out of his hand.
Yeah, ball, you know, quick hits like that out to Colby and out to all these receivers. You know, you want them on you as quick as possible so that you can take either a stutter step or an action move and get around him. Ball kind of fluttered out there, and then Colby did really, I agree, I didn't know if he even had it.
Cockburn now will throw it behind his receiver, and he is hit hard by Garza as he lets it go. It's incomplete, and it'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, you and I watched the pregame, too, and the, you know, the quarterback, Cockburn, he was kind of throwing behind his receivers there, so kind of followed in from pregame to the regular.
Quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Troy Rogers loves that up-tempo offense, and it can either be real good for you or real bad for you. Running back Sean Williams in the backfield with Cockburn. Williams is going to get it right up the middle to the 30. He squirts through, picks up a couple. It'll be third down. Yeah, give him two. Third down and 8 now, so third and long immediately for Lampasas.
Well, it's a defensive coordinator. You look at that hole closed up quick right there. It was there. Then all of a sudden you saw the quarterback. We're going to call him a linebacker right now, but the quarterback, Davin Masur, filled the hole and got him.
Cockburn now, shotgun, trips to the right, rolling right, throwing right, caught at the 25-yard line. Nope, they're saying he dropped it. Incomplete. Crowder with the good coverage out there on Brandon Perino, the wide receiver. It'll be fourth down.
Yeah, good coverage by Colby, too. He got his hand in there and kind of separated the ball from him. Fourth down, you know, we saw Jared Salazar earlier, the kicker. He had a heck of a leg, but I don't see him anywhere close to going out there. Looks like they're going to go for it on fourth and 9.
Well, it'd be about a 46, 47-yarder, so, yeah, why the heck not? Go for it. Cockburn shotgun, Williams to his right. Straight drop back. Pressure, under pressure, scrambling forward. He's going to be dropped at the 31-yard line, so no harm, no foul following the Wimberley turnover, Jared.
No, and that's that same defense that we were talking about. Giddings, when they played Giddings, they ended up with a lot of short fields.
Yeah.
Again, first series here, turnover, end up with a short field. Defense comes up with a stop. Really look to the Wimberley offense right here to make a long drive, give your kind of pay that defense off. You know, there's been a lot of big plays on defense to stop them. Need some big plays on offense right now.
Masur again, the starter at quarterback. Shotgun. Three receivers to his right. Hunter Williams in the backfield with it. Reverse. It's going to be Crowder, and he's going to run out of room quickly. Out to the 34-yard line is Colby. That's a pickup of, give him 3. It'll be second down and 7.
Mike, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think that's a play we've seen yet.
No, I don't think so either.
Throwing a little bit of a wrinkle in the system. And, you know, Colby, I don't believe, actually had a catch or a run last week. So really making it a point this week to get him the ball early and see if he can't use those little magical feet and make a play.
Yeah, he's electric. You want to get the ball in his hands as often as possible. Williams now will get the handoff. He's popped in the backfield for no gain. And I'm looking at this Lampasas defense, Jared. These guys gave up 70 points last week. You got to be kidding me. They look pretty good here tonight so far.
The only thing I'm thinking is we hadn't tried to throw it deep yet. So
third down and 8.
Yeah, 24, Jace Hankins right there comes in and lays a lick on Hunter and stops him cold in his tracks, third down and 7.
And the Badgers aren't big at all, but they certainly look quick. They look a lot like Wimberley, as a matter of fact. Third down and 8, Masur rolling right, looking, throwing, caught for a first down, and that's going to be out to the 42-yard line. Is that Wyatt Mann on the catch? I believe so.
I think you're right. It is Wyatt.
So move the chains for Wimberley, their first down of the night. 9:15 left to play in the first quarter. No score. Wimberley, Lampasas. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you from Lampasas, Badger Stadium. Masur again from the familiar shotgun. He will turn and give it to Williams up the middle. No running room. He's going to be wiped out in the backfield. Emphatically, a loss of a yard. Maybe he got back to the line of scrimmage. At any rate, it's going to be second down and long.
Yeah, Hunter didn't have much of a chance right there. He really hit into about two or three Lampasas Badgers, and they just corralled him up and said, no, not on this play, so come back here and see what we can do.
First two possessions here tonight, Jared. No running room at all for this Texans running game.
No, not at all. It looks like we're going to run trips right here. Gavin Martinez down here on the bottom side by us all by himself, so maybe they attack it.
Going to throw it out right side. It's Crowder. He's going to be hit immediately. It's complete, but complete for no gain. It'll be third down and 10 from the Wimberley 42. Lamb Passes pursues on defense, don't they? They gang tackle. It seems like every tackle they've got three or four guys on the Wimberley ball carrier.
Yeah, they've done a good job of just really staying with the receiver, staying with the runner, and when they hit them, they're putting licks on them right now too.
Well, you know, after giving up so much last week, they had a hard week of practice. Here's Davin Masur now, going to go deep down the middle of the field to Wyatt Mann, and he caught it. He caught it down to the 15-yard line. Is Wyatt Mann pitch and catch from Davin Masur?
Absolutely awesome catch. Davin threw the ball really where Wyatt only was the only person who could catch it, and a fingertip catch right there by 21 Wyatt Mann. Great, great catch.
Pretty good throw, too. He was well covered, Jared. You're right. Masur put it right where he had to put it, and the Texans are in the red zone at the Lampass's 15-yard line.
Yeah, safety kind of stayed with Colby Crowder on the left side there and allowed Wyatt to get down the middle of the field.
Here's the give up the middle. Hunter Williams to the 10, breaking forward, down near a first down, close to the 5-yard line. They're going to spot it at the 6. I believe he's going to be a tad short of the first down. It'll be second down and a smidge.
Those big throws down the field are going to open up the inside for Hunter and for Guy Kiparos, and even Jake Cockerham maybe kind of punched some balls in there. As you saw it right there, the holes opened up a little bit, and good run by Hunter.
Texans knocking at the door at the Lampass's 6-yard line. In motion goes Crowder. The give is to Hunter Williams. Not a lot of running room in the middle. They're trying to strip him of the ball. He's tackled right at the line of scrimmage, and it'll be third down and one now.
Yeah, and that's definitely something that you want to keep in your mind right here. Obviously, they can get a first down from the 5-yard line and get a fresh new set of downs. Definitely, I can imagine that coach is over there trying to draw some up, thinking, what is my best 1-yard play right now?
He lost about a half yard on that one too, Jared. They're going to spot this back near the 7-yard line. Third down, a long one. They're inside the 7, got to get to the 5. Long count. The give is to Williams. Hit immediately in the backfield. Might have gained a yard, but that's it. It's going to be 4th and 1, Jared. I got to feel like this is obviously 4-down territory for the Texans here.
Yeah, with the special teams that you and I have talked about before, and we kind of been watching it, you're definitely going for it here. Obviously, it looks like 2 play calls the exact same. You got to draw up something new right here. And I don't know if you attack the outside or what, but that's up to the Coach Warren, the offensive coordinator, is over there, and draw some up, see if he can't get put some points on the board.
They need about a yard and a half for the first down. Texans get near the 5-yard line and stall. Let's see if they can pick this up. Here's the turn. It's reversed to Gavin Martinez, but flag before the snap. That was probably going to work there, Jared. It looked like it was open. Now they may back the Texans up. Let's see. Yep, it's going to be procedure against Wimberley. That one hurts. That'll back them up to near the 12-yard line. And now Doug Warren has a little bit of a dilemma because it'll be 4th down and about 6. See if he's going to trot on his field goal team. Of course, he's used several field goal kickers. And it looks like that's what's going to happen here. Yep, they're going to try the field goal. They're going to put it down at about the 18-yard line. Trying to get the number of the kicker here.
Looks like number 11.
And the kick is up, and it's long enough, and it is good. 5:26 remaining in the first quarter. Our score, Wimberley 3, and Lampass nothing. You're listening to the Wimberley Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware. Featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
Back at Badger Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. We believe that was Curtis Bingle on the 28-yard field goal. That's a good sign, Jared. That's the first field goal that Wimberley has kicked this season. They've really struggled in the kicking game. He banged that one through pretty nicely. Wimberley leads it 3-0.
Yeah, you and I talked about it before the game, too. I don't know how many times I say that. Big, huge special teams bonus right there.
Here's the pooch kick, but it goes out of bounds. And so the Texans are going to be penalized for that one. Goes out of bounds at the 34-yard line, so Lampasas will have good field position. See where they end up spotting it, or they're going to want to take the penalty and back them up and get them to re-kick.
I think they may re-kick it after seeing that one.
Yeah, it looks like. Texans now will have to kick off from the 35-yard line.
And looking at the Lampasas Badgers right here, they're, I don't know. Well, it looks like they may have a... Not real sure what's going on. Lampasas left the field, and Wimberley's lined up to kick the ball. So
yeah, they're huddled around here now, and somebody may... No, they're calling a procedure against Wimberley. Now I think somebody may have called a timeout, or no. Okay, Lampasas has decided to take the ball at their own 39-yard line. Well, that was clear as mud.
Yeah. I'm not sure. They decided one thing, and, of course, you're right. They're playing up-tempo offense. They're on the field ready to go.
Absolutely. Ball at the 39-yard line. Again, Wimberley leads it by a score of 3-0. 5:26 remaining in the first quarter from Badger Stadium in Lampasas.
Are they going to mark off the...
Well, it went out of bounds at the 34. I think they've already marked it off up to the 39.
That's what I was thinking, but he picked the ball up. Looked like he was going to take it a little further.
They need to give us a headset so we can communicate with the officials, Jared. I've been wanting that.
We've always said that we could help them out up here.
Yes. We're perfect from up here. The turn and the give to the running back popped by Ben Garza at the 40-yard line. That was Nathan Keese on the carry, right tackle. Picked up a yard. It'll be second down and 9.
If you're a Lampasas running back, that's not the guy you want to run into there.
Ben Garza, one of these days he'll be greatly missed. I wish I had a nickel every time we've called his name the last 4 years. He's a senior this year. He will be greatly missed in 2017. Cockburn, the quarterback, back to throw, looking, pressure, scrambling right, in a whole lot of pressure. Now he just throws it away out of bounds. Didn't get it anywhere near the line of scrimmage, though, and, yeah, he's going to get flagged for that.
Yeah, he was well out of the tackle boxes, but obviously got nowhere close to the line of scrimmage.
Right.
In fact, I think he may have shuffled it back a little bit. So the flag comes out right there, and it's going to make for an awkward third down for Lampasas. Good defense by Wimberley.
Yeah, it was. They've gotten pressure on him a couple of times here early tonight. Loss of down as well. So, yeah, it'll be third down in forever. They're going to spot the ball at the 28-yard line. They got to get to the 49 for the first down. So third down and 21 is not an easy task for any offense. Cockburn, shotgun, Williams to his left in the backfield. He'll give it to Williams. Why not? Up the middle. 30 to the 35. Garza brings him down. He's able to stretch it out to the 36, but well short of the first down, and Lampasas will punt.
Yeah, they bring the punt team out. Good play by Ben Garza again. They gave a little bit right there. Fourth and 5, though, they still hold. And, again, Texans hold on defense, too. Name of kind of repeating what we've said for the last several weeks now. But a good defensive stand right there. Good tackle, Ben Garza.
Harrison Gillespie will be deep to punt the ball away for Lampasas. Crowder is standing at his own 27-yard line. Here's the punt, line driver. It's going to bounce. See if Colby picks it up. He does at the 20. Got some running room. 25-30, right side, trying to get outside and got it out to the 31-yard line. Not really good punt coverage there, Jared, so let's make mental note of that. I kind of expect Crowder to break one after seeing that coverage. They didn't get anywhere close to him by the time he caught the ball.
Yeah, no, line drive punt, too. That always hurts, obviously. Just doesn't give you that time for your gunners and for everybody else to get down there. And Colby had quite a bit of room right there, just couldn't quite make it to the outside. They stopped him, but I agree with you. That's something to watch as the game goes on.
He ran 10 yards before he was touched. So Texans will take over now at the 31-yard line. Masur, strangely enough, is under the center now. He's going to turn and give the handoff left side to Hunter Williams. trying to look for running room. Breaks it back right. He's got the 35, the 40. He's got a first down and a pickup of 13 yards out to the 45-yard line. Nice run by Hunter Williams.
Not something you see a whole lot, Devin, going up under center, but extra lineman on the left-hand side right there. Brought the tight end down there. Good blocking, and Hunter actually broke it back against the grain right there. Good eyes and keeping it. Good. I mean, 15 yards, first down.
We might see more of that under the center if it goes for 13 yards a pop. That's for sure. Masseur now from the more familiar shotgun gives it to Williams, though. 50, 45, 40. Look out. He's down at the 35-yard line. That's Hunter Williams, and that was a 20-yard gain.
He's showing good poise right now, keeping his eyes up when he's running, shifting left and right. You know, getting north and south, obviously, but just making defenders miss.
Wait, what a nice run. And maybe the Texans have found something tackle to tackle, because these last two runs, Jared, right up the gut. First and 10, Wimberley. Texans leading it 3-0. 3:08 left to play in the first quarter from Badger Stadium in Lampasas. Davin Masseur throws it out right side. Dropped by Colby Crowder. Incomplete. Colby's kicking himself, Jared. He had a fumble earlier in the quarter, and he's fighting himself a little bit out there right now.
Yeah, he's everybody goes through it. He's just kind of struggling. That one, he just tried to turn too fast. You can tell his main goal was obviously turn outside shoulder instead of inside before. He took that inside route and really got popped on the fumble earlier, so decided he was going to try to spin out the back way and really just spun himself right out of the ball.
Back in my baseball days, my dad used to tell me, ball first.
There you
go. Catch the ball and then run, right? Second and 10 from the Lampasas 35-yard line. Williams up the middle. Why not? He's got a 5-yard gain. Oh, he's hit late after he's down on the ground. No flag, though, but he gets it down to about the 30-yard line. Well, they're going to spot it at the 31-yard line. It'll be a gain of 4. Third down and 6 now. Big play here for the Texans offense. Boy, he took a big shot, I thought, after he was on the ground, Jared. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Hunter's one of those kids that always keeps his feet moving, and so you never know if he's on top of somebody or what it is, but he's always always using his head, always kind of keeping those feet moving, so it may have been defender just said, hey, you know what?
I'm going to make sure he's down.
I'm going to make sure you're down, yep.
That's right. Third down and 6. Masseur back to throw. Pressure's going to tuck under and run himself. He's got running room. 30, left side, 35. Ball comes out, and Lampasas has it. As he was going down after picking up the first down, the ball came out. And Dyron Self fell on it. Lampasas with the second fumble recovery of the first quarter, Jared.
Yeah, he had the first down, too.
Yeah, he did.
We we talked about it from last week, turnovers. We've had two fumbles now in this game. So the, just ball security is going to be something that really becomes important.
And after the turnovers last week, you know Doug Warren is saying, fellas, we talked about this the whole week. What are we doing? They'll get it straightened out. Cockburn now. Running back to his right. He's going to drop the throw. Pressure. Stepping up. Now he's going to run it. He's going to run. He's got some running room. 25-30. First down. 35-40. Still on his feet. And out to the 45-yard line is Cockburn on the broken play there, Jared. Nice job. He just ran to daylight.
Yeah, he went straight back. Defensive lineman came straight at him, but just too quick. Shuffled to his right. Came back up through the hole. Sean Rayburn ends up running him out of bounds after a big gain, though.
Texans rushed outside, it looked like, Jared, and he was able to just run right up the middle. First and 10, back to throw, looking left, throwing left. Caught at the 50 and down to the 48-yard line. I believe that was Brandon Perino, the wide receiver. That's a pickup of 6. Second down and 4, and quickly to the line of scrimmage again. Ball is at the Wimberley 49-yard line. When I say quickly, I mean they get to the line of scrimmage quickly.
Yeah.
Dante Coffey, the running back behind Cockburn. Go ahead, Jared. I'm sorry.
Oh, they get up there real quick, and then they end up kind of looking back and got to, as usual, 4 or 5 different coaches calling different plays just to throw them off.
That's right. Second down and 4. Coffey will get it. Trying to get outside. Breaks a tackle to the 45. Big hit. Still on his feet and is able to get it to the 45-yard line. I think he has enough for another first down.
It's going to be close. Looks like he's right on the line. Looks like he got a Texans slow to get up, number 55.
Dante Cuffey is a freshman running back. Boy, he's quick. He's a good one. Little guy, but he's kind of slippery. Yeah, it looks like Kevin Rutherford for Wimberley, but he stays in the game, just limping a little bit. To throw is Cockburn. Pressure. He's going to throw it left side and out of bounds. He literally threw that one in the stands. He got big-time pressure, Jake Cockerham and company. Cockerham spends a lot of time in the opponent's backfield, I've noticed, Jerry.
He does. He does. Coach Warren and I talked about that when I sat down. That kid's intensity level is just up there, man. He loves the game of football. He loves to put his head in his somebody else's chest. So he's a good player, man. Good kid.
Well, don't we all? Here's Cuffy right up the middle. 4-yard gain down to the 41-yard line. I don't know why. I'm just a weirdo. Third down and six. Daryl and Denver O'Neill and Ben are pressing the red button to cut off my microphone. I'm sure they have some sleepless nights knowing I've got a microphone. Third down and six now. Big play, 41-yard line of Wimberley. Looking is Cockburn. He's going to throw it. It's deflected and incomplete. It looked like that Wimberley Samuel Valadez might have had a chance for an interception, but it was thrown so hard.
Yeah, that was the key. Cockburn reared back through that one. Valadez did get his hands on it, but just right through his hands. Really wasn't expecting it. There's about four or five Texans right there around two receivers, and so just didn't expect it.
Here's the quick kick now by Cockburn on fourth down. Nobody back deep for Wimberley. Takes a Wimberley bounce, and it's going to be down inside the 20 at about the 16-yard line. Only 14 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Again, Texans leading it 3-0. Might be a little different scoreboard, Jared, but the Texans have turned it over twice here in this first quarter here tonight. They've got to clean that up at some point, don't they?
Yeah, turnovers will kill you in any sport, whatever it is. Unforced errors, turnovers, extra outs in baseball games. They'll be the end of you. And so Texans definitely got to nip those and kind of get back on track right here. They got a long way to go right here.
Very little wind here tonight, by the way, so weather not a factor other than it's hot as heck. And it's September in Texas. Masur will turn, give it to the running back. Williams, I believe, up the middle, not much running room, though, gets it out near the 20, and that will be the end of the first quarter of play. Our score, Wimberley 3, Lampasas nothing. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including checking, savings, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.